We are on the record.
Thank you, Clerk Castle. I'd like to call to order at 1. Oh, we are not on Zoom.
We are not live.
Hit the magic pound sign.
Nope. I gotta... Hold on.
Zoom chaser.
I don't know how I ever got wrangled into this job.
You do it so well. You've had it for 4 years.
Hold on. It keeps bouncing around. Okay, now hit pound, please. Okay.
We're still, I think, still on the record. I can hear it through the earpiece, so that's good. So at 1:01 p.m. here on Tuesday, we are back on a Tuesday schedule, February 3rd, 2026. I would call this to order and ask Commissioner Mitchell for the invocation and the pledge, please.
If you're so inclined, please stand for the invocation and the pledge. Dear Lord God, our Heavenly Father, our higher power and guiding light, we today pray for some moisture. It has been a very unusual fall and winter. We would like it doled out evenly through now into the spring. One big dump we're not really asking for that, but we do request that you provide us with the moisture for the health of our flora and fauna and just for the water storage in the mountains. We also lift up the residents in Park County, anyone who is suffering from a challenge, physically, financially, or whatever else. We ask you, send them your love, help guide them to a solution that is according to your will. And we also pray for everyone's safety on the roads. There's been some pretty bad crashes in Colorado recently, and we just ask that you help people stay aware and alert and take care of everyone while they're out there. We pray in your name. Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you for that, Commissioner Mitchell. We appreciate it. Okay, with that, we have limited business today, but we'll go on and get with the program as presented. We have in front of you a proposed agenda. Do we have any amendments to that?
No, I move that we approve the agenda as written.
I'll second that.
Proper second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll call the question. Those in favor vote by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. That motion carries 3-0. First up, consent items, approval of the vouchers and approval of minutes.
I move that we approve the minutes from January, 21st. And the vouchers for January 28 and February 3.
Proper motion.
I have not seen the 28th for the vouchers. Can I look at those real quick?
Yes, you certainly can. While you're doing that, just to let you know that because it's first of the year and we are trying to limit the outgo until we have income, the total expenditure for the week of the 23rd is $78,000, a little over than that. And the number for the 28th was $24,300. So we're holding the line at the transition of years and calendars and budgets. So that's just a matter of explanation.
Perfect. I'll second it.
Okay, proper motion and second. Any further discussion? If not, we'll call the question. Those in favor of what we're saying, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. That motion carries. 3-0. Okay. Next up. We have consideration and or decision on the following items. Number one, approve or deny a notice letter regarding license and or permit term bond. And I have in my possession all of these documents to change our bond for the new year. Just as a point of edification, we generally have every year we have surety bonds, so it's required by law for the elected officials. So in the days when this was really created in statehood and before, I mean, if you took off with the cash box, they at least had some way to go after you with a surety bond. And so we update those bonds every year to have a new term, and that's what this is replacing, is this with International Fidelity Insurance Company of New York, New Jersey, is simply we're surrendering the prior bond and replacing it with the current bond, and that will become effective upon this adoption. So that's a housekeeping matter, but to give you some edification of why we are doing this. Any questions?
I move that we approve the notice letter regarding license and our permit term bond, our surety bonds.
I'll second that.
Proper motion and second. Any further discussion? Being none, we'll call the question. Those in favor vote by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries 3-0. Okay. Next up, we have number 2, approve or deny appointment of recommended Fair Board members. We have with us some people in the audience. We have April Myers, Jean Gottenborg, Asad Spivlovic. I'm going to probably mess that up.
Slovic.
Okay, good. Let's be silent. And Ali Salman. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Commissioner Gimmer, who knows these people better than me.
Yeah, so I think this is an effort that the Fair Board has been looking to do is push these through there. I know that the request and some of the information didn't get to us quite in the time that we were hoping to see. I would definitely see the benefit of having a few of these individuals that are present be able to kind of talk about their ideas and desires and why they'd like to be a part of the Fair Board and some of the things they'd like to bring. So I don't see April
is online here. And I can ask her to unmute.
April is online. So let's start with April. She's first on the list.
So April, I asked you to unmute.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
You're live.
Welcome.
Thank you, folks, very much. I have been a 4-H leader in Park County for, I believe, 6 or 7 years now. My youngest son is heavily involved in it. He has started his own business, and I would love to be able to see that for some of the other youngsters in the community. And I want to help make sure that each fair that we have continually grows and it benefits the kids in every way possible. Just a little background about me. I'm also a small business owner. We have our own ranch that we run yak and goats, among other things. Is there any other things that you folks would like to know? I'm not very good about speaking about myself, so I apologize.
This is Dave Wizzle. You don't have to apologize about not speaking for yourself. That's quite all right. No, I think we have met, if I recall correctly, at Fair Board meetings.
Yes,
I try to go to the Fair Board meetings because I grew up in a very small community in a small county, and the fair was the event of the year, and I'm really proud to see that continue in that tradition in Park County.
And April, this is Amy Mitchell. Just a quick question, and I'm sure it will be easy for you to answer. Your willingness to serve on the board, thank you very much. It is a commitment because the fair is a big task and a heavy lift. But do you think that your business experience is going to help run an efficient fair? And what other skills do you think will be pertinent to the board?
I believe that it will help run the fair board. I have been running our ranch for quite some time, so I know that will help when it comes to making sure things are set up correctly to help the kids or to help vendors or to make sure things run smoothly, as well as my personal business. I've learned a lot, and I can bring a lot to the table as far as new ideas.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you, April. This is Jason Gimmer, Commissioner Gimmer. I am obviously I've worked with you in the past on several different things. Know you pretty well as far as working with you in the Fair Board and the 4-H world of things. I just have a couple questions for you. One is, first off, what are some of the things that you see that the fair has done in the last few years to really entice your family to be involved? And then with that, what are some of the things you think you can add to the fair board, or some of the ideas that you may come up with for the fair, and how it as far as different entities, different programs?
I can say that over the last couple of years, the more that my youngest has been involved in 4-H and the fair, helping make sure that the kids have someone that they can go to. I know that our fair board is it's spread extremely thin. So giving the kids another person that they can make contact with, that they might feel comfortable with, as I know quite a few kids in 4-H. And I try to get around fair asking who I can help, when I can help. I've actually, one of the very first years I helped, I think it was Mackenzie Ronan with the mutton busting. So things like that, trying to help that run a little bit smoother, take things off of everybody else's plates. I know they're pretty full. Being a vendor, that might be something where I can offer more help to have more eyes on it all the time. So if there's a vendor that has an issue, they can possibly come straight to me. That way I have all the connections already to the fair board, instead of them trying to run around and find said fair board member.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
April, I have one question. This is Dave Whistle. Where's the Clover, where's the 4-H group that your family's a part of, Clover Bud?
It's Spurring to Success.
It's Spurring to Success, and we are out of Fair Play.
Oh, okay, pardon me. I maybe misread it.
Clover Bud is a youth, so 8 and under. Well, 7 and under, technically.
Makes sense. Yep. I know we had added several different units, clubs, situations over the years.
There are several clubs spread throughout the county, that's for sure. So. All right.
Okay, next, Gene Gottenborg. Would like to join us at the podium and give us some thoughts, some mine right up here. And we'll make sure just on the microphone there's a little button with a green light on it. That's only so people like me who are deaf can hear you, and people in Zoom land can hear you.
Gene, don't worry. We're not scary.
No. This is not the
case. You are to me a little bit, but
Well, that may be for different reasons.
Thank you for having me today and letting me tell you a little bit about myself. My husband and I own a ranch and operate a ranch in Park County, Eagle Rock Ranch, and next to the Terriel Reservoir. We raise hay. We have a hay operation, and we also have a cow-calf operation. We bought the ranch in 2012, so we're on year 14, which just shocks me how fast time flies. I have been a long-term 4-H mother and now grandmother, and I'm fortunate enough to have my daughter, who's on the State Fair Board Committee, so I get to go down to the State Fair a lot and see how that's run. And I honestly would like to bring some of that information back to our fair board. Aaron received a scholarship from 4-H, which is amazing, to St. Lawrence University in New York. She started a 4-H program in Fairfield County, Connecticut, which turned into more of a babysitting position for her. But our family's been committed to 4-H for a long time. Let's see what else. Attending the fair here, I've seen a lot of inconsistencies that I would like to be able to be a part of the board so that I can bring it up to them and discuss. And, of course, I'm heavily involved with the horse portion of it, but my grandson will be showing one of our calves that was born and raised on our ranch. This year, and my granddaughter shows pigs, and so I'm breaking into more of the livestock area, I think would be my expertise to bring to the fair board. I served on a board in Greenwood Village, the Parks and Trails Committee, for four years. Wow. And during that time, we had 4-H member kids on University Avenue. I don't know if you're familiar with University of Bellevue, but it's a really busy area, and the High Line goes through there. And so I sat out one day with my camera, and I sat on University and watched all the kids try to cross University horseback to get to the riding arena. And it was a dangerous situation, and I brought that to our board, and we were able to get an underground crossing done under University to facilitate being able to use both sides of the High Line. Does anyone have any questions for me?
So I just got a comment, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
First off, that's interesting because I used to work on the High Line with Denver Water.
Oh, you did?
And through that section that you're exactly talking about in the early 2000s, beginning of, end of 1900s.
You're aware of that undercrossing?
I'm very aware of that crossing and the issues there, yes, and what's placed there. But, yeah, I used to work there with Denver Water from 1996 till 2000.
So right after I left.
Yeah. Very interesting, and I do remember the crossing issues you had there. If you don't mind me asking just some questions, I noticed that you stated that you would like to help with some inconsistencies and issues, and I totally understand how that is a play in a lot of boards and entities that go about. How best do you think that is to approach to get those inconsistencies placed into the mindset of all the board members?
Well, I believe there's policies put in place for people that have grievances or don't agree with placings or things like that, and it hasn't been utilized, and I think that that needs to be utilized, and I saw that quite a bit last year. You know, I have a granddaughter. She can't be more than 55 pounds. With these 280-some-pound pigs, and the parents are not allowed to go back, you know, back where the kids are during that sale and everything. But yet, in the equestrian area, you can have people in that arena that are counting points, that are up in the box, they're delaying things, they're making up rules. These things need to be followed up on, and that's what I would like to do.
I absolutely understand that, as I used to do a lot of the managing of the livestock and the livestock sale on the backside, as far as making sure the animals got up before I started operating the sale portion of it.
Yeah.
So, thank you. I appreciate that.
Be easy on me, Amy.
I will. Don't worry. I told you. I haven't bitten since I was probably 4 years old, and it was my younger brother. So.
Okay.
So, you know, I really understand the benefit of coming into a board from when you've been looking from the outside, because you see things differently, and I truly believe that that is going to be a benefit. And with policy, I believe if it's not in writing, it's not real. And if you're not following what's in writing, you are violating the agreement everyone has on how best to conduct things. So you kind of see that. My question was, your niche on where you see you can add the benefit to the board, and that's where you feel you can really lend some good value to try to get some of these inconsistencies wrangled in and get it a little bit more inked.
Yeah.
And then people understanding behavior, and when everybody's on the same page, it works better.
Exactly. And okay. I understand how this happens. You know, the board is spread
for sure
very thin, and you can't be everywhere all the time, and it's just another set of eyes to help with that, you know, that kind of understands that world. And now that I've been a rancher, I have fallen into a lot of different livestock, so I think I could be helpful there too.
Very interesting.
And I just really have a passion for the kids in fairness. Fairness is big to me. You know, if somebody works really, really hard, they shouldn't be punished for it, for rules and things that don't even exist. And I would like that to change.
Thank you for that. Thank you.
Let me just add that we always need volunteers, and this is no exception. The Fair Board is probably In my observation, the hardest working, longest committed board of any ones we have, and longest standing, because the county fair outdates all of us in time, which is probably a good thing. Our county was one of the original 15 or whatever. So we have a bit of history around here, and that only can be continued by the involvement of the folks that take the time to step up and do it for the reasons that are beneficial to the community. So that part is what I appreciate, because I've seen in the last three full years as a commissioner really spending more time around the county fair. I mean, you can go there and really take it for granted, because you don't see all the things behind it that have to occur in order for it to be successful. Mm-hmm. And then that didn't work last year, so we're going to try that something else this year. Those kinds of abilities to push things a little bit differently. The board just went through that, just determining what should we invite, what would she pay for, could we move that money someplace else?
Exactly.
Those kinds of discussions. I'm proud of the fact that the county and through our public works people have been able to really upgrade our facilities without a lot of hard dollars of cash. I mean, it took some cash, but to look at the grounds the way they are today versus where they were 3 years ago, it is a vast improvement. And so that's a collaborative effort, certainly involving past members, current members, future members of the Fair Board, and the people that we have helping us. And I think we have some great liaisons with our Pub Works Department to Fair Board. So thanks for stepping up.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to let you run this, Jason, Commissioner.
Yeah, so next individual we have is Asad. Love for you to come up and join us at the podium here and have a little discussion. I know that there's been a lot of interest from a lot of different individuals for the most recent coming up Fair Board. So,
welcome.
So my name is Asad Sipilovich II. I am one of the two owners of Pyramid Construction. My wife and I own Spitting Moose Ranch over in the Saddle Mountain Valley. It's 153 acres. We're raising cattle over there, and we've got a bunch of goat and sheep and donkeys and a whole bunch of other things, too, also. I met my wife in 1985. I brought her up here the first time to go skiing in Winter Park in 1987, and I brought her through the Florissant Divide Valley, and I told her one day this is where I want to retire. So in 1995, we moved up here into the Colorado Springs area and started a business in 2001, which was Concrete Concepts, and had a lot of struggles with that. But we managed to survive, and business has been really well. We donate to Wellspring Community. We donate to Latigo down in the Springs, El Paso County Fair Board, Park County Fair Board, Teller County Fair Board. And our community has always been something we've always wanted to be a big part of. Business has taken care of itself, so I can step back. We bought our ranch 4 years ago this year, and decided we want to shift gears and try to help our community to the best of our ability. And with my construction background, I know Park County has a lot of great ideas with new bathroom facilities and new arena facilities and things like that. And the people that I know want to donate a lot of money to help. And I have a lot of contacts and a lot of construction ability to do things like that. I think that's where I can help out the most. I'm learning the animal side of it with a lot of guidance from a lot of the people on the fair board and a lot of neighbors and friends that help us make the right decisions for our livestock. And I'm just looking to be able to help out, loan a helping hand to get things done that need to be done, because I understand that Park County Fair Board is the one that all Colorado fair boards look up to, that say they want to be. And for me to be a part of those kids, now for I think 3 years we've been a part of joining the fair board and a part of the whole fair project up here. For me, it makes me feel good to go and shake these kids' hands and talk to them and listen to them talk about their animals and take a lot of pride in that because it's a dying breed and we need those kids there to keep this country going. So I want to be a part of that, and any way I can help, I'd be willing to bend over backwards for it. So,
awesome. Thank you. A few questions I have for you is, one is, we're just going to bring it out there.
Yep.
I know there was some discussions and some hard issues in one of the Fair Board meetings. And I believe that it was appropriate. I really appreciated the way you took your time to take a look at the documents and present it to your ideas to me. What I want to ask you, though, is moving forward with the Fair Board, what do you see most beneficial in moving forward when it comes – because as you described to me in that meeting, you do look heavily into the documents and what they mean as you've dealt with contracts a lot, including with Park County currently, as we've seen earlier presented in our work session. Effort do you plan on bringing to the Fair Board when it comes to some of these ideas?
I think as I get more familiar, I've never been in the political agenda, but as I get more familiar with the procedures and operations and how things work, I think I might have some valuable input into that, being a contractor for our business, because that is my main function these days, and maybe seeing different ways that things can be handled or maybe different avenues of assigning responsibilities or holding responsibility to the board members or the parents or the kids and just trying to better the community outlook, not the individual outlook. Mm-hmm. I think that's where I can help the best in that. And contract-wise, contracts are there as a guideline. They're not the gospel, in my opinion. But what they do is they allow us to find the right direction to make the right improvements. We're not bound 100% by them, but by understanding them, we can guide ourselves forward to make ourselves better.
I appreciate that, and thank you. And I will tell you that the time that I've had to be able to have conversation with you afterwards and a few different times, I really appreciate your viewpoint and your opinions of what you want to bring to the Fair Board. So
thank you.
All right, my turn. what place do you believe the Board of County Commissioners hold in assisting with operating the fair?
I understand that you guys elect the Fair Board members by election and by nomination. I understand the Fair Board nominates the people who are trying to be a part of the Fair Board. I think the guidance and oversight of the County Commission is important to be a part of the community. And I think that the Fair Board should be allowed to make decisions that benefit with the guidance of the county. But I don't think that the county and Fair Board should be completely separated in the way it operates, but I think it should be a mutual discussion and agreement between the county commissioners and the Fair Board of everything that is substantial that happens with it. I think minor things, all of us need our own jobs and our own alignments to make those minor things go that are not that important. But I think when it comes to funding, personnel, large projects, things like that, I think it's important that both groups work together to make the right decision. Because I believe a lot of times, even in business, we allow our personal frustrations to get the best of us. I think in today's society, it seems to be commonplace instead of working together. We've lost that ability in our government and in our local communities and even in between friends and family that we can agree to disagree. I think the way we move forward is to agree to disagree and find the best path forward for the agenda, whether that's the Fair Board or the county commissioners or whatever else might lie in between. I think that guidance and direction is very important in today's society, and I would like to see more of that.
And I'm just going to one more follow-up. And how about because the Fair Board does make financial decisions.
Yes, ma'am.
With taxpayer dollars that we do provide to the Fair Board. So how do you see, and then the Fair Board has a second funding source of sponsorships and all of that. Right. How do you see the decision-making on county, on taxpayer dollars, which is all of our neighbors' money?
I believe 100% it should be accounted for and controlled. I believe that the County Board of Commissioners absolutely should have a say in that portion of the funding. I believe that if I got, for say, $500,000 in sponsorships to build something on there, I would hope that the county commissioners would say, we agree this is what is the most important alongside with the Fair Board to make our fair a better place for our children. And that's what I'm hoping for. As far as the county dollars, absolutely, it has to be accounted for 100%.
Right. And
I think any other funding should be agreed upon between both parties.
Right. And we do have a plan, a general plan, not inked, for our vision of the new fairgrounds, or the new and improved, we're going to call it, for the future. I'll let Commissioner Whistle talk about his goal, I think his outgoing goal. We treat tax dollars like our neighbor's money. I mean, it's not ours. It's everybody's life. They've given up a part of their life to earn that money, and they give it to us then to use properly. So thank you for that. And hopefully the future is good about where we can go with making our fairgrounds improved. It may not be in my next 3 years, but hopefully we can get the wheel rolling to where it's going to continue to be improved. So thank you for that.
I appreciate that. I do hold accountability. And in a business of my stature with 200 employees, very important. Relationships are very important. Trust is very important. And for me, that's how my business has been successful. My word has always been my bond. My handshake has always been the truth. And I will never back down from that. And I hope I can be a big part of growing our community, supporting our kids. That's my retirement goal.
Yeah, our whole goal is, and I believe 4-H, I mean, the walking around fair for the last 5 years as a participant, calling the horse shows, which I love, all the horse shows, you don't see a kid on their cell phone.
No.
You see them talking to each other, riding their bikes, and taking care of their animals, and showing responsibility. And that's how you've learned to be a good, responsible adult. And 4-H helps grow those kids up to be our future generations.
Absolutely.
And to the future of our country. So anyone who invests in that, we're grateful for. So thank you.
Thank you.
Let me just add my two. Oh, well, Lucas, go ahead.
I only have one question, and it just came up while you were speaking.
Yes, sir.
As you were speaking, you were talking about mutual relationships between Fair Board and Board of County Commissioners. Mm-hmm. Fair Board positions are appointed by the Board of County Commissioners.
Correct.
So, and as you were speaking regarding owning a large business, being successful with that, how do you see the roles? Could you define that a little bit more clearly? Being appointed by the Board of County Commissioners, but also speaking to the mutual relationship that you spoke of, and is it not subordinate in nature because it's appointed?
It is subordinate in nature, but the fact is that the people that are on the Fair Board are there at their own will. They are there to better the community. And I am a firm believer that if it is not mutual, respect, understanding, disagreements, agreements, or conflict, the more mutual the discussions are, the better the outcome is going to be. If it's one-sided, it's never going to be a good outcome. Everybody has to sit down, understand, and respect everybody's opinion and understanding, and talk through the decisions that are made if there is a conflict in that decision. I teach and preach to my management and supervisory staff, and this was beat into me ever since I was a child in the aerospace industry with my father. The guy pushing the broom can give you an idea that will save the day one day. You never know, never understand how valuable that information is unless you store it in your toolbox and remember what that person said. And if you're not willing to have that conversation with that person, you don't belong in management, because those guys at the bottom doing the work are the guys that are going to help you be successful. You're there to give them the job and make sure they do it in the manners you want them to, but they're there to educate you on how the actual work has to happen. And if you're not listening to that and you don't want to hear it, then you don't belong in that position. If you want to listen to those guys and understand and respect them for who they are, not downplay them because they push a broom, it's a tough challenge. It really is. And my business is built on respect and motivation for everybody to move up. And if you don't give that to the guys beneath you, then you're not going to have any respect from anybody. And for the mutual agreement, that is the most important. If the Board of County Commissioners works alongside of, instead of dictating to, the Park County Fair Board, it's going to be beneficial for all parties.
Okay, so I have a follow-up question, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
I'm just gonna. I don't pussyfoot around. I'm pretty blunt. I try to be nicely blunt. We're talking about the policy that we drafted for all of our advisory boards, all of our appointed boards. And when you're head to a body, and you are trying to develop organization, overall policy is critical for everybody to understand. The culture and the functioning of the head, and I know that there was big contention with that. But do you oppose the Board of County Commissioners wanting a policy that governs all advisory boards? Because and then the bylaws, of course, will supersede the overall general policy. But that effort to try to make a more cohesive function, when before we had 10 boards all flailing about under different gravity and different structures and no real commonality or consistency, and it was impossible to manage and not fair for any of them. So I just want your comment on that, because I know that is a bone of contention, and we do not see it as dictating. We see it as establishing culture and decorum and overall understanding for everybody to operate off of.
Understand. And again, I'm not a politician by any means.
I'm not either. I'm a public servant.
I'm pretty point blank kind of person. I agree that there should be an outline of a standard procedure. Absolutely agree, because without a guideline of procedures, nothing can work. And I think what I'm saying is that procedures evolve. People's opinions can evolve. People's stature can evolve. What's important is that we don't forget how we got to those positions to evolve. Listen to the people around you, beneath you, beside you, to help you move forward, because no one has the right answer. Nobody has the one singular aha answer. I believe that the more the groups work together, the better off the community is. And it's not just the Board of Commissioners. It's not just the park fair or the tourist or everything like that. The guidelines establish a direction that we need to move forward, but understand that those people are there to help us see issues that you might not see as a county fair board or a county commissioners. There's a lot of underlying things, like I said, goes all the way down to the guys pushing a broom that you guys will never see. Those are the people that's important to listen to, the people in the field, the people doing the dirt work, the people doing the hands-on, shoveling the poop out of the stalls. I mean, that's the heartache that those guys have. And if we as managers, owners, representatives don't associate ourselves and we disassociate from that because we're above that, then we shouldn't be in the position we're in. We need to understand our community, and you do that from the ground up. You don't do it from the top down.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Mitchell. Just a couple things for me, and we've covered quite a bit of ground. The basis of where we started this year as a board, we understand that the Fair Board is a unique group. It is a hybrid group, very, very unlike other of our advisory boards, with the exception of they're able to generate their own money. And so we have two other boards, the Tourism Board, which is through the short-term rental tax, which is brand spanking new, year two. And then we have our Land and Water Trust Fund Advisory Board, which is also through a sales tax created in 1998, I think. And so for the boards that have income abilities or income produced through taxation, and they recommend how those are spent, because the county commissioners in our primary duty is the chief budget officer, period, end of story. So our involvement and interest will always be with those dollars and cents, and everything we do is driven by dollars and cents.
Correct.
So we understand that, and there's been a lot of different history in the cooperation, the co-management of the fair through the fair board and the county commissioners. We learned up until a couple of years ago or when we did our policies that the fair board was operating under a memorandum of understanding with the county commissioners, which our legal people looked at and said, probably not a really good idea as a county-appointed board, for example. Mm-hmm. But to recognize the fact that the fair board has opportunities through sponsorships, through donations, through the other devices, through the county fair, to generate additional income to the benefit of the capital plant and the experience of our 4-H'ers and the general community. And so we were simply trying to establish that baseline. And I know that ruffled some feathers, and I get that. But we were just simply trying to establish in the 10 boards or however many we – I think it's about 10 advisory boards. We are 11, thank you. We are very, very reliant on – our advisory boards to give us their effort, their time, and their opinion. Now, when it comes to making that final decision, we may or may not, but we normally accept those recommendations and act accordingly. But that's why we're here as a board, and there's not a person sitting here, because it takes two out of three, like Meatloaf said, two out of three ain't bad. So we got to get two out of three yeses or noes, whatever it's going to be. So it's simply the collaboration. I agree with you completely. We have to work together. We can have personal differences, professional differences, whatever, but when it comes to the mission that we're doing for the Fair Board or the Land and Water Advisory Board or any of our other boards, Planning Commission for that matter, is the best interest of the community and the county within the direction that we try to hopefully establish. And so with that, that's all I have to say, really.
I agree with you 100%. Without a mission, without a direction, nothing is going to be successful. You have to be able to manage and oversee. Like I said, the way I run my business is I manage from below me, not above me. It makes it successful. And I think that's a lot of times we forget that as human beings because we get tied up in the world and our lives are going a million miles an hour, and We just need a decision now done. And sometimes when you step back from that, you realize you made a mistake. And we're all better off communicating with each other than we are arguing and complaining about each other. And that's my opinion. Maybe I'm wrong, you know, but that's the way I raise my business and my kids to be somewhat good people of society. Whether that's true or not, I don't know, but I think we did a pretty good job. So I do appreciate you guys very much.
I have one more question.
Yes, ma'am.
And not to be confrontational.
No.
You are a vendor for Park County government. We just did reviews of you're as a vendor for
contract services
for Public Works. Do you believe, I mean, and conflict of interest is always something we have to pay attention to, you know, and do you believe that you can keep those separate? And that's just because if it's a vendor, I have to ask that question.
That is absolutely 100% a valid question. I believe in this community so much. There is very little profit that is made off of my business to help our community. I do it because I want to. When we put in four or five culverts up here in Park County in Fairplay last year, I personally came up and ran the equipment, so there was no expense.
Thank you.
When we did County Road 59, my guys were out there, and I think it's 96 and 23.
90 and 92.
Thank you.
I've been fighting for those roads for 5 years.
Yes, ma'am. We had some issues with our equipment aging out, but I think they really pulled through. I went out there and I helped them every day with guidance and direction of what we needed to do and how we needed to do it. My managers were up there spending the night. It's not something I choose to profit off of. My business does fine down with government contracts and CDOT contracts and El Paso County and every place else we work. This is my personal community. I'm not here to take money from it. I'm here to help support it and build it. When we came in to do the parking lots last year, that was a direct, pure cost and actually turned out to be a loss to the company, which was a donation. And, you know, I want to give. I've been poor. I've wondered where the next meal for my kids are coming from. I've turned that around through hard work and discipline and become successful. And I want to give back to my community.
Thank you very much for that answer. And I hope you understand why I had to ask
Absolutely.
The question. But we appreciate that. And we appreciate your generosity and your willingness to step up and serve the kids 4-H.
Whatever I can do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any more questions?
Your time.
No, I'm good.
Nope. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time.
Appreciate it, Todd.
We have one more individual, Ali Salmon. I do not see Allie online. If you're online, please raise your hand.
I don't see all the list on who's with us.
No, I do not see. I don't see Allie on Zoom.
So how do you guys see proceeding? I have no problem going through this as a whole or a separation, depending on what you guys prefer to do.
Well, we've kind of had the policy that we like to talk to everyone we appoint, and just, you know, first of all, it's the way to get to know each other, because we're going to be in the thick of it starting now through fair and beyond. And so possibly address the three that we've got to talk to and see if we can invite Ali back for another meeting. Or
I think that's absolutely appropriate. Or we could yes, I think that's appropriate.
I think that's a good idea. That way we get to meet and get a chance for her to see us and talk to us.
Yeah,
I appreciate that opportunity myself.
Yeah, very.
No, I think it's beneficial for all of our boards, but especially being that I've been involved with the Fair Board for so long. You know, as a Fair Board member, I remember coming up and presenting in front of the commissioners one time, and it did show a lot at that time when the commissioners asked me to come up and present to give my ideas where we're at. I think as board members of BOCC, that as far as appointing these members, I believe that they, those individuals that are volunteering deserve the effort of us wanting to hear from them. Because really that's what it's all about, is a collaboration, as Assad stated earlier, and most of these board members, I believe, are pointing to the same point, is we have to hear from them, and I believe that I want to hear from them as well, because there's a lot of value that goes into all these boards. And I am very passionate about the Fair Board, as you, my fellow commissioners, know.
Well, and just having the chance to get that energy and have that connection is really important, because we're all on the same team, you know, go fair. And we want to be the envy of the whole state, you know, and where better place in the world could you have a fair than right here in Fairplay, in Park County? I mean, there is no place better. So
I would like to move to approve April Myers, Gene Gottenberg, and Assad Slovic? Sipilovich. Sipilovich.
Sipilovich.
To the Fair Board.
Second that.
As members.
Second.
Okay. On the table, properly moved and seconded for those three. We'll editorial comment, set another date.
I believe we could allow Ali another time to discuss with us and kind of give us their opinion of what they would like to do and what they would and have their chance to present in front of us.
And if it's, she can, it, I mean, whatever, if her schedule is crazy, we know about crazy schedules. It could be a work session. It could be a BOCC session.
Yep.
We could make any time for her to just meet us, and we could then just throw it on the agenda and have just one, approve or deny. Whenever we could get her in front of us. You think you're okay with that?
I'm
Lucas?
Fine.
Procedurally, if you want, you can do a motion to approve all, and then hers be pending a presentation and consensus.
I think that's appropriate, but here's the thing, is what I have seen presented from a couple Fair Board members is they were wanting to see the three members that were just stated in that as the added into the Fair Board members, and the Ali as an associate member, possibly. I haven't seen any other documents to differ from that at this time, so that could be a whole different approval process too.
So let's just go with three, and we'll get Ali back in front of us at some time in the future when we understand, you know, if it's a associate or a board member position, and have a chat with her.
Yeah, I think it's important for us to fill those vacancies. I know we have Jason's vacancy and potentially three others or two others.
Yeah, the calendar's moving quick.
Yeah, so, and we want to get ready for July. So any further discussion?
None for me.
Call the question. Those in favor, vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. That motion carries 3-0.
And thank you, everybody, for your willingness to step up and serve. We are grateful.
And thank you for coming down here and having that discussion with us. I know I really appreciate it and the talks. Thank you, April Online, for your ability to get online and have that discussion with us as well.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, all of everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Assad. Appreciate you.
Number three, consideration of amendment to previously adopted resolution 26-08. This is a resolution, let's see, we did that the 21st of January, our last meeting in January. And basically, there was a question from the public on whether it had been noticed appropriately and whatnot. And I wasn't really clear on it. And so what we had done in review of that, legal counsel looked at it, even though they were involved in the drafting of it, and would like to amend it. They don't believe the language is appropriate to enable the fact of the issue. Let me step back a second. The issue was, we have been hearing some saber rattling of some of our fellow elected officials who want to take formal legal action against the Board of County Commissioners. They have that right to do so, but we're just simply making the statement that we're not going to fund our defense and our offense at the same time. And so if there's reasonable grounds, and that's what the attorneys wanted to address, if there are reasonable grounds and purposeful matters of law that a fellow elected official needs to sue the Board of County Commissioners, that will be enabled through the validity of that suit. If there's a legal issue or a matter of law that needs to be settled, that's what generally lawsuits are for, to determine what's right, or at least what the law says. And so we were simply trying to adopt a policy statement, and that was part of the other discussion. Should it be a policy statement? Should it be a resolution? Lawyers suggested a resolution. So with that preamble to it, we are going to look to amend and discuss it today and may or may do something in the future. I don't know. So I'll let the floor be open to you all.
Yeah, and I mean, there's a couple ways we can go. The policy, we missed some high points that, of course, our brilliant legal minds would catch and us lay people wouldn't. And so I don't know if it's best to just leave this in act and say we are going to remove and replace with a new resolution when the new resolution comes to us. If that's the best way to go, to leave this in force and do a replace, so we remove and replace.
And we do have John Evans on the line.
Yeah, or to, and I can ask Mr. Evans to unmute, or if it's best to just say we acknowledge that this is going to be amended with a document in the future, or if we rescind it now. And leave nothing out there until we have a new document. So, Mr. Evans, thank you for joining us.
Well,
unmute.
I think the choice.
Unmute.
He's unmuted. We can hear.
Okay. I just wanted to say that I think that you. The options are, I think, to say that the resolution that you developed is under review by me, and I will certainly have an answer for you in a couple of weeks. Certain issues and certain other cases have recently come to my attention that are fairly new. And I wanted an opportunity to weigh those statutes in line of your goal and try to achieve your goal, but also achieve it within the context of the some of the newer decisions that have been decided, as well as the state statute. So I want to be sure that we do that, and that's why I asked that I think suspend the. You can suspend it, you can withdraw it, or you simply can certainly keep it in place until further review by me in the future. I think essentially it's a good policy, but like I said, I wanted to look at it in light of these other decisions. So with that, I think those are the three choices that you have. And those are that's for you to decide what you'd like to do.
Okay, thank you, John. Appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Okay,
I would like to just go ahead and move to suspend resolution number 2026-08 until further review from a county council.
Proper motion.
I'm just not sure. Before I'll second to put it on the table.
Okay, now it's on the table to discuss. There's pros and cons from any direction.
Yes.
However, I think just to be safe and to be transparent and respectful, I would support the motion to rescind and replace when we get the new language.
The motion to rescind rather than suspend for a period of time?
Well, it's 6 1/2 dozen.
It is.
He may need 2 weeks. We have 2 more weeks of meetings.
But my question is, are we exposed if we rescind?
I don't know.
Because then there is nothing there. It might be better to just state it's under review and will be rescinded and replaced in the future, and just put that statement on the record, because we don't want to be exposed, because financially it's a lose-lose.
So the value point of rescinding or suspending would both be the same mechanism feature, as it would no longer be in effect until it is under reviewed. Where your opinion is, you think it should be held in place until the revision could come into place?
That's what I'm thinking, just to limit our financial exposure until we can get something on. It's kind of like you've got a policy and you put a moratorium on while you're working on new policy, but that moratorium means that everything is frozen and nothing can happen. So that's kind of where I'm coming from, because I just don't want us to be exposed even for a couple weeks.
Okay, would you consider a rescission of your motion?
I will consider a rescission of my motion. I will rescind my motion.
And I'll second the rescission.
Okay, so you'll remove your second.
I second.
Okay, so what would you have offer as a replacement?
Well, let's hear. Does Lucas have?
I just wanted to bring up that we are on the record, and so if you did want to keep it in place until amendment to language could be provided, you could reference the extension until amendment with your comments recorded.
What's the pleasure?
I think it's best that we acknowledge the existence of Resolution 2026-08, that we acknowledge that it is needs to be amended, and that we are going to keep it in force until a proper amendment comes, and then we will deal with either a rescission and replace, rescind and replace, or an amendment at that time.
Okay, so basically your statement is that we're going to leave it in place until we get better language.
Yes, yeah.
Just to shortcut it.
I think that's the best for the county.
Is there any objection to that?
I'll second that at this time. I had to think about that.
Okay, well, I don't know that it takes a formal motion. It's basically made as a statement.
That is correct. It'd be more of a
statement. We're on the record.
We're on the record.
On the record, I believe that, yeah.
And so I would just ask if there's any objection. There being none.
No objection.
No objection.
We're in unanimity on the fact that we're going to be replacing it in the future.
Yes.
But we are going to leave it in place for its purpose of no exposure or limiting our exposure.
Yes, it's all based on financial exposure.
Okay, good enough. Any other questions?
We'll help you now.
Being none, the
Bell's going, clerk, what do I do with the minutes on this one?
Clerk will get direct assistance, however best we can do that. I don't know what that will be, but it will be something. Okay, we have no public hearings, but we do have public comments. If anyone would like to join us at the podium, you can give us 3 minutes of your opinion on things that are mattering to you today.
And we have Dave Santo online.
Does he get his hand up?
I will ask you to unmute. You've got 3 minutes.
Welcome.
Hi there. So just a quick question, hopefully can be answered, and then a comment, which you probably won't. So the question is, relating to the audits that were discussed in the work session, I noticed that the Park County submission for the 2024 county financial audit was not submitted in December, and I'm wondering what the schedule is for that and perhaps why it wasn't submitted.
We have some update on that from Mr. Meyer.
All of the documents have been finished as of this morning and being submitted today, and hopefully today. If not, we will get them in tomorrow. We did have some staff that were out on various personal reasons for a pretty significant portion of 24 and 25. That is something that we are looking to rectify in the near future. With some realignment of positions, should not be an issue going forward.
We certainly don't
want
to.
Thank you so much.
Your comment, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate the response. The comment is prefaced by, I am not a lawyer, but you are leaving in place a resolution that has been noted to be defective in some way, which incurs its own risk. And I think you should consider, you might want to reconsider going back to the status quo before this potentially faulty resolution, which was no such resolution. Thank you.
Appreciate your comment. Anyone else? I don't see any other hands online. Anyone in the room? You're welcome to beat the door down to get to the podium.
I move we close public comment.
I'll second it.
Proper motion and second. We have no other further interest. Call the question. Those in favor vote by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Public comment is closed at 2:05 p.m. Do we have any other business before us as a board?
I move we adjourn.
Proper motion.
I'll second it.
Proper second. Call the question. Those in favor of adjournment, vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We are adjourned at 2:05 p.m.
Administrative session, if I may, Mr. Chair.
Yes, you may.
I've got my list of legislation that CCI will be speaking, we will be discussing Thursday and Friday of this week. And I need to make sure that I understand where you guys are so I can vote for the will of the board on the position that CCI will take on that legislation of either oppose, support, amend, or monitor. So I know it's a painful thing. And before that, I want to let you know that I received a call from Commissioner Stone, Teller County Commissioner, Woodland Park Mayor Kelly Case are hosting Senator Hickenlooper February 18 at the Ute Pass Cultural Center, 10:30 a.m., and they are requesting one or more of us to be present. If we can, I asked Megan to forward that invite to you guys, but I just wanted to mention it since our calendar gets filled up pretty quick. And since that's only a hop, skip, and a jump for me to get down to.
What date?
18.
Okay, thank you.
It's easy for me to get to Woodland Park, so I can I can take the hit for the board. And if anyone else wants to join, please. I've met with Senator Hickenlooper in the past, and it's always an interesting experience.
I'm not going to jump at that opportunity.
Yeah, please don't. All right, everybody on Zoom, we're going to leave the meeting open. If you can stomach discussion about all this crazy stuff going on down at the under the Golden Dome at the Capitol in Denver, please stay on. And we're going to just go through this really quick and try to make sure that I know how we're going to vote as a board, because each county has one vote. And all 64 counties are represented under CCI. So first, no, Mel, you're
this
fine. Thank you, Mel.